Okay, let's get into Shkalim Yerushalmi Daf Chav Zayin. And we are on Chav Vav Mabez, towards the bottom. We're in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah here is discussing, if you remember, what did we use the Truma Salishka, the Truma for, the Truma of the Shkalim? So we use it for all Tzarchei Tzibur, all Karbanos Tzibur. So besides the Tumid and the Musaf and the Shteh HaLechem, the Lechem Aponim, as we discussed in the earlier Mishnah, we also have here Para and Seir HaMishtaleach, right? The Para Duma, as we mentioned, as a discussion, Bedek HaBayis, but it's enough, Tzarchei Mizbeach, that you could buy it. It costs a lot of money to buy a Para Duma. Remember Dama Ben Nesina, they had to buy, pay a lot of gold, and if somebody has Para Duma, and Seir HaMishtaleach, and the Lashon Shel Zahoris, the Lashon, the ribbon, the sash that is burned with the paraduma. It also comes from the Trumas of Lishka, and we spoke about the ramp and the machlokes about the kevesh of the paraduma. That was a machlokes who pays for it. One ha'arav at the Seir Mishtaleach is a unique karbon, right? When do you like think of a karbon that you don't at least the paraduma, you burn it, you put it on a mizbeach and you put it on Har HaZeisim. The Seir HaMishtaleach, is it a karbon? It's, right, you have the hagrala, you have the lottery, and you say, right, chatos l'ashem and chatos l'azazel, l'ashem and l'azazel. So the Ramban, the Ebenezer, already point out that this is a unique karbon. The Ramban there in Vayikra. V'nei HaTorah asra l'gamrei, kabbalas elohusam b'chal avodah lahem. We're not allowed to serve any other power. Avol tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yom HaKippurim, shenich shlach seir b'midbar, Lesar Hamoshel b'mekomos haChorban. Hashem commands us to send a karbon to this sar, this malach that is under him. Right? We're not serving him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it. V'aroi lo b'bnei shehu ba'alav u'me'atzilus kocho yavo chor v'shimamon. There's an angel of desolation. And he gives a mashal. He says, "Kamosha asa suda la adon, v'tziva adon esa isha uses suda teimana achas la'avde ploni." If the master says, "Give this eved so and so something," so HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tell us to do it. But it's the dark side. The Ramban emphasizes. Maybe the Ramban would never say those kinds of things. If you figure out what Seir Lazazel is, but the Ramban says it's a unique type of carbon. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, has a very verbose lashon, one might say. He talks a lot about Seir Mishtaleach. Seir Mishtaleach, the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, Lefi shehu kapara al kol Yisrael, kohen gadol mizvade alav al lashon kol Yisrael. Shneimar mizvade alav zavot kol avodas bnei Yisrael. Since it brings atonement for all of Yisrael, the kohen gadol is mizvade for all of Yisrael. And that leads into the halacha that the Rambam quotes, that the Seir Mishtaleach is mechaper on all Averos, if you did tshuva. Without tshuva, it's still mechaper on kalos, on the lighter Averos. And the question is, what's the Rambam's emphasizing with Mizvada Kol Yisrael, Vechulu, and how could a carbon be mechaper without tshuva? Right? You're a carbon chatas, if I don't do vidui, if I don't do tshuva, the carbon chatas is not going to mean anything. Right? So what does he mean? So if Salvation develops the idea that we have mentioned, and that is, we know there's a yachid and there's a tzibur. And there's shutfin. A yachid is one person. Shutfin are two people or millions of people. Tzibur is one unit. A tzibur is not joint shutfin. Tzibur is one unit. The Seir Mishtaleach is the carbon on behalf of the entire tzibur. Not on behalf of millions of Jews, on behalf of one unit called Klal Yisrael. That's the emphasis of the power of the Seir Mishtaleach. And that power could even bring kapara, even without tshuva. Because as long as you are part of the tzibur, then it brings kapara. So why isn't it mechaper on everything? You're part of the tzibur. Because what's chamuros? Chamuros is krisus or worse. What does that mean? You've cut yourself off from the tzibur. So if you're cut yourself off from the tzibur, then memela is not going to be mechaper. Chamuros are cutting us off from the tzibur, and that's why it's not mechaper, but that's the Rambam's lashon. I'll call Yisrael. You want to look up there are a couple of pieces in the Harei Kedem in the first volume, all about the Seir Mishtaleach, and this is where he discusses this idea about Tzibur versus Shutfin. Okay, a little bit Seir Mishtaleach. There's one other mention I like to say about Seir Mishtaleach. Rav Soloveitchik again talks about it in a different place. He says Seir Mishtaleach reflects and teaches us about life. That you don't know what life is going to bring. you have two animals here, right? You have to, and the unexpected nature of life. You have two animals here that look exactly the same. They're the same height. They're the same value. The same everything, right? The Mishnah says in Yuma. And then one of them gets Lashem. One of them gets Lazazel. All of a sudden, one of them is being led into the Beis HaMikdash towards the Mizbeach. And let's go into the mind of the other Seir that's standing there. He's like, oh, feel bad for my brother, right? He's going, he's getting burned, he's getting shechted. Feel bad for him. And all of a sudden, he's being let out. He's like, oh, I'm free. I'm being let out. I'm going to the Midbar. Breathes in the air. Wow, what a view. I'm getting a front row seat on this cliff. Wow, I looking out. Look at this. And what happens next? He gets a little push, right? Who knows? That's misconceptions that this teaches us, and one of the messages of Yom Kippur, that we have to look closely with clarity at everything we do in our life. Okay, let's continue. So the Mishnah tells us four lines from the bottom. Chav avam abeis. So moser shi'ar elishka mahoi osim bohen. What about what was left over in the Shi'ar Elishka? Right? We just said what was used for the Truma, what was used for the leftover Truma, what was used with the Shi'ar Elishka, right? What was used for with the leftovers of the what was not taken with the Truma. But now at the end of the year, Moser, what was left over, what used that for? You can't use it to buy anything for this year, because now it's already the next Nisan. So Lochem Bahem Yenishman Muslasos. Says Rabbi Ishmael, you use the money to buy. You buy wine, you buy oil, you sell it to people who need this for the Beis HaMikdash. Vaschal lehekdesh. Hekdesh should make a little money. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. You have some money. What do? You buy and you make a profit. Make a profit from the other. You use this extra money to buy some oil and wine and you sell it to people who need it. Then make some profit. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Ein mistachrim mishal hekdesh v'lo avad lo mishal aniyim. You don't invest hekdesh money. You don't do business with hektish money, just like you don't do business with poor people's money. Why not? So there's two svaras given. Number one, you might lose. Right? You're not taking any chances. You can't take any chances with hektish money. You might lose. Right? Says the Tiklin Chadatin, Shema Yiya Hefsid. Right? Last three words. Maybe you're gonna lose. The other pshat given, as we'll see in the Gemara, is you quote in the Karban Eidah, he quotes it here. There's a principle quoted from Ksubis. Ein aniyus b'makam ashirus. Literally, don't act like a poor man in the place of affluence. Which means, hektish is royalty, is regal, is affluence. You don't cut corner, and you don't try to make some pennies for hektish. You don't act like a business. It's not a business. Hektish has special money. You don't use it to invest and try to make us a couple of extra bucks. That's not what hektish, that's fundamentally, even if there's no worry about pashtus, even if there's no worry about making money, you might say that's not the way to do it. You don't do normal business with hektish money. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael says you invest it. You try to make some money. What's he going to answer about the risk? We'll see in the Gemara. But Rabbi Akiva says no. You don't do it with hektish money. You don't do it with ani money, with a poor man's money. Again, either because ani money, you don't have the issue of nias bak mashiris. But as the Karban Eidah says here, maybe an ani is going to come right at that moment. You're not going to have any liquid assets. You're not going to be able to give him anything. So you can't invest all this money. Maybe your ani's going to need it now. Right? Dilma misrami ani v'leka l'meisavlei. So, machlokas tanoim, what do you do with the leftovers of the lishka? What was left in the lishka, which was not taken by the truma. Good. Next. Mosra truma ma yosim ba. Next case. What they do with the leftover truma? I took out the kohanim, the gizbar took out stuff to use for carbon asibur and for all the things. And guess what? There's leftover. I took out a little too much. What do I do with the leftover from the truma that I took out? Moser truma maha yosin ba. We'll see three opinions in the Mishnah. What they use it for. Moser maha yosin ba. Number one. Rikue zahav tzipui lebeis kodesh hakadashim. Tanakama. They used it to buy gold sheets, which they used for the floor and the walls of the kodesh kadashim. It was all gold. It was all gold. So they used the Moser truma to be able to buy that, right? The leftover, by the way, when's the leftover truma, when does it become Moser truma? At the end of the year, the next Nisan. Because from every Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you buy from the new. So if I have stuff left over from the last year, so I can't use that for Karbanos anymore. So what do I use that for? So the first opinion, you buy the sheets of gold to line the inside of the Kodesh Kadashim. Number one, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, Moser ha-peros, the leftover peros. What's Moser peros? We don't know yet. We'll see you on tomorrow's daf. We'll see if this is Rabbi, but remember this is Rabbi Yishmael talking. We'll see 2 days in the Gemara whether this Rabbi Yishmael is connected to the Rabbi Yishmael that we just said. One day, we'll see, I'll just give it away. One day is that Moser Peros means the profit that you made by selling for the wine and the honey and the, right? So Rabbi Yishmael, Lishitaso, he said, you do business. So it's the profits that you make. That's what Moser Peros is. The other opinions of the Mishnah aren't going to talk about Moser Peros because they're going to say, no, you don't do business. So Moser Peros, Kayitz HaMizbeach, you use it, the Moser Peros, you use that when the Mizbeach is empty, you use that to buy some animals to give some for an Adavis on the Mizbeach. Moser Truma, right, with Klisharis. That's the second opinion, right? What do you use Moser Truma for? Number one, the gold sheets to line the inside of the Kodesh Kodashim. Number two, to buy Klisharis, to buy the bowls and the forks and everything else you need. Rabbi Akiva Omer, third opinion, Moser Truma locates on HaMizbeach. The Moser Truma is used, but it was used for collected for to be carbon sibur. So use it for carbon sibur in all the summer when the mizbeach is quiet and there's nothing much going on. Use that for buying carbonas there. Moser nesachim l'kli sharis. The moser of nesachim. Again, we'll have to see what this is. The moser of the libations. Maybe you paid for libations and there's leftover l'kli sharis. That was used for kli sharis. Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Hanan yaskana konim omer a. Another opinion, Moser Nesachim, arguing with what we do Rabbi Kiva, Moser Nesachim, Ketzem Mizbeach. The leftover from the libation collection was used for Ketzem Mizbeach. Kais literally means dessert. It means when the Mizbeach, when all the regular karbanos are brought and there's nothing left, so it's empty, it's not so covetic to leave the Mizbeach empty, I have nothing burning on it. So you buy some stuff, I like dessert, to have it on the Ketzem Mizbeach. Moser Truma L'Klisharis. So Moser Truma L'Klisharis, he agrees with Rabbi Shmuel about that. The Zev Zeh Lo Hayimodim Peros. But these last two opinions don't have a Moser Peros. We'll see. Maybe they hold like Rabbi Akiva, who says you don't do business with the Beis HaMikdash money, and therefore you're not going to have any Moser Peros. Period. Para V'Sar V'Chulu. So remember we said that in the Mishnah, what was bought with the Truma Salishka, included in the Truma Salishka was the Paraduma, and the seer Mishtalayach, the seer that's sent out to be pushed off the cliff, and the Lashon Shel Zahoris. The ribbon that was burned along with the Paraduma. There are a few, like, branches that were put along with the burning of the Paraduma. So that ribbon. So the Gemara notes here that there are three strips of wool. I think it's made out of wool, red wool. So three halachos demand that we have a sash of red wool. Shel Seir, number one, is the seer Mishtalayach. Or the seer Mishtalayach. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Yuma that it was taken out to the cliff in Hare Yehuda, and right before it was pushed off the cliff, the ish that was there used to rip this red ribbon in half, put half of it on the horn of the Seir Mishtalayach, and half of it tied to the rock that was still on the cliff. So magically, miraculously, as the Seir Mishtalayach went down and started getting what happens to him on the cliff, the red sash turns white, right? Miraculously, to show us that we have kapara. So that lashon, you have to split it in half, so it has to be a minimum size. So shel seir b'sela, that had to be the weight of a sela. Shel mitzora, the one that is used in the mitzora ceremony, that never doesn't have to be split in half. So b'shekel, that's half minimum half size of the seir. Shel para, the one that you put into the paraduma, that one, the pasuk says, you have to throw that into the middle of the fire. If it was very, very light, you'd throw it in and it'll just like blow away. So it has to be the heaviest. Shel sel para b'shtei selaim. It has to be two sela weight. Or Rav Chunya debras chavra and Rabbi Bob bar Zavda b'shem b'shem ben chal chfusa. Shel para b'shtei selaim umechsa. 2.5 selaim weight. Is the mafkin lishna basar azuz. And some say 10 zuz, which is the exact same thing as 2.5 selaim. But either way, the three lishonos, and that has to be the heaviest, the one by the paraduma. If you look in the Mishnah in Yuma, in the Bavli, on Daf Samach Zayin, that's where the Mishnah describes what happens, right? You take the seer Mishtalech is sent out to the desert, and I'll call Sukkah v'Sukkah Omrimlo, and the Ish Iti is walking it out, and there are huts along the way. And along the way, you say to him, are you okay? You're fasting, it's really hot outside. Hare Mazon, Hare Mayim, right? He's allowed to eat if he needs. Umalavino so misukkah v'sukkah chutz mi'achron shebehen. And they accompany him, they walk with him until he gets to the last hut. She'eno magia imo latsuk. So when they got to the last stop and go to the cliff, nobody walked with him. Ela omed me rachok v'ros ma'isav. They stand far away and they watch him. Uma haya oseh. And what did he do? The Kohen that's about to push the goat off the cliff, what did he do? Cholek Lashon Shel Zahoris. He split the Lashon Shel Zahoris, like we're talking about here, this red ribbon, this red piece of wool. Chetzio Kasher Besela. Half of it he tied on a rock, where he was on top of the cliff. The Chetzio Kasher Bein Shnei Karnov. And the other half he tied to the horns, between the horns of the goat. V'tach v'lachar, and he pushed it backwards, v'mizgalgal v'yored, and it went down. V'chul. Good. And then it says later on that, you know, we weren't acting properly and people got depressed because it didn't turn white. So they hung it in a special private room in the Beis HaMikdash. And people still snuck a peek, right? Because they, wanted to know. So then they just, they put it in a place where they stopped. They don't want anybody to get depressed by it's not turning. Rav Yashiv has an interesting comment on that Mishnah in his Aris in Maseches Yuma. He says, all of these malachas are doche Yom Kippur. It says you're korea, you tear it in half. Yeah, that's malacha. Is that doche? So he says it must be that it's not korea daraisa. If you just tear something in half for no good reason, it's a makalkel, or for a Shabbos need, right? You're allowed to rip open a package in order to get the food inside. So this was for a need. It's a derabanan for a Yom Kippur need. Okay. And what about, so that's korea. What about machatech? You're cutting it. You don't care how big the pieces are. So there's no violation of machatech, cutting to a measured size. It says, what about kosher? Right? What does the Mishnah say there? I just read it. You tie it to the horns and you tie it to the rock. That's the lashon. Kosher bein shnei karnav. So maybe it doesn't really mean kosher. It says kosher. Just mean you make a bow. But even if you make a bow, right? If the bow is going to last for more than 24 hours, we're machmed about it. So it must be that you tie it, but you're not really interested in the tying, Rav Yashiv says. You're just interested in it being there so that you can see what color it turns. But you're not really so interested in the tying. Lachain kosher v'shayachi mitzvah be'etzem akshira b'ha nireh. The kiva de lo tzarechas etzamakshira imkain kiva shakosha rak lo tzarech achshav lohavi kesha shal kayama. Wow. Usually, if something's going to last for more than 24 hours, that's called the kesha kayama, and you have to be machmir. But here, you don't really care if it lasts longer. You just need it for right now. So you're right, it might last longer, but if you only care about it having it right now, then it's not called the kesha kayama. The gam lizman shetzorach as a kesha loy etzorach kesha mizad atzmo. Because even now you don't need it knotted. You just don't want it to fly away. V'leka kan achshavei. There's no achshavei to make it into a kesher shel kayama. Unlike he's talking, he contrasts this with lulav tzorach eged. You can't make a real kesher because there you really want the kesher to be there. Okay, there's a lot more there, but these are the three. Get back to the gemara. Three lashonos, right? One lashon of that's used in the seer mishaleach. One's used by mitzora and one's used by para aduma. And how much did it weigh? We had. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel Talmidei. So now other things that were paid for with the shkalim. Talmidei chachamim hamalamden es hakohanim hilchas shchita, hilchas kabbalah, hilchas rika. The big rabbis that taught the kohanim how to do the avoda, notes in Sfar Mitzumas Alishka. They were able to get paid from the Chumas Alishka. Why? Because that's sorach of the karbon. You have to know how to shecht. Right? It's interesting. It says, right, there are four halachas of, four parts of the avoda. Shchita, kabbalah, halachas, rika. Guess, halacha, you don't have to know anything. You just walk. Right? Shchita, you have to know. Kabbalah, you have to know how much to catch and where to catch it. Zrika, you have to know what to do. But halacha is not mentioned here because you don't have to learn halacha. You just walk. Just walk. But shchita, kabbalah, halachas, rika. But a huge topic, which we'll just touch on, is the kohanim were taught how to do shchita. A kohen doesn't have to do shchita. Shchita k'shir bizarre, Gemara says in Zvachim. I'm allowed to do shchita if I really wanted to. A Yisrael is allowed to do shchita. Yisrael can't do any of the other avodas, but Yisrael can do the first one. Says the Rasilio right here, says the Rasilio, it must be that the Kohanim didn't like when the Yisraelim did the shchita. They, what are you doing here? This is our area. Says the Rasilio. What does he say here with the Lashon? He quotes, let me just find the lashon. They wouldn't let it. That is a big topic. Meaning, shchita k'shir bizarre. Is there a lachar chila for a kohen to do it? Or just the opposite? Is there a lachar chila for the bialim to do it? This is the only thing that I could do as a Yisrael. I should do it. Or do we say, no, that it's a kohen should do it? Because, no, that'll make it more of an avoda. So there are hints. There aren't really mafurish gemaras about this. But there are many hints in throughout Chazal Gonna put it, some of the sources. Shechita b'baylim. The Ramban says that the pashup shot of the pasuk is that the baylim do it. The Gemara Menachos has a havamina for the baylim to be shochei because of its kesher to smicha. There is, if you want to look up an important source, the Chesek Shlomo. Or Shlomo Mivilna in the back of Menachos, Daf Yutes, he quotes a lot of the sources. The Mishnah Psachim, Karan Pesach, Shochat Yisrael, the Kibel HaKohen. The Mishnah in Kalim, the first parak, we just had Mishnah Kalim yesterday, right, the last Daf. Ezra's Kohanim, Mekudesh Mimena, the Ezra's Kohanim, what's the Ezra's Kohanim? If you're going from east to west in the Azara, the first 11 Amos are called the Ezra's Yisrael, because that's where Yisrael could be. The next 11 Amos, until the Mizbeach, is the Ezra's Kohanim. So that place is more Mekudash, because Yisraelim don't go in there except for when they have a need to. Bishas Tzorcheihem. L'smicha, l'shchita, u'letnufa. And the Gra on that Mishnah says, oh, shchita, mitzvah b'vailim. But it says that why would Yisrael go into the Ezra's Kohanim, the next 11 Amos? It must be because he's doing the Avodah, he's doing the Shechita. So there are many Makoros that Lecharchila b'bayalim, but there's many Makoros also that Shechita with the Kohen. It is interesting that some Rishonim connect Shechita Kshera Bizar with the other principle of Shechita Lav Avodah. Right, there's two principles mentioned in the Gemara. Yisrael is allowed to do the Shechita, and also Shechita Lav Avodah. Shechita is not called an Avodah. Let's say it's not an Avodah in the same category as other Avodos. What does that mean? So just Rashi and Zachem, Daf Yudalit says, explains the Gemara, Shechita Lav Avodah, mi de is kashru ba kol ha-psulim. Since psulim are allowed to do it, that shows it's different. A different type of Avodah. They quote Peshem the Briska Rav. We mentioned this also in the past. Rav Shechter has an article about this, which might have been his bar mitzvah pshetel. Nobody's 100% clear. Shechita lav avoda, that shechita lav avoda mitzad the gavra. It's not an avoda. That's why a Yisrael is allowed to do it. But mitzad the chefza shel behema, of course, is an avoda. You can't have a behema without shechita kabbalah lachazrika. So mitzad the kohen, maybe it's not an avoda. The gavra, a Yisrael can do it, but mitzad the owner, the animal, for sure. The animal has to be an avodah. Okay. So that's the first. That the people who taught the Kohanim had a shecht, took their money from the shkalim. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Adifa b'shem Rabbi Imi, mivakri mume kachim, those who checked the animals for blemishes. Nolan skarmi chumas alishka. They also got paid from the chumas alishka, because that's a tzarech of the karbon. Right? You have to check the animals. We know 4 days before, every animal had to be checked for 4 days for a mumin. That's where we know the achronim say, that's where the minna comes from of Ashkenazim, right? Svaradim say slichus the whole elul, but Ashkenazim have at least 4 days, right? And if Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday, right, so then you have to start the week before the Motzei Shabbos. Before you always want to start on Motzei Shabbos, so people don't get confused. Motzei Shabbos, but you need at least 4 days before. Why? Bikur mimun. We need to check ourselves from. What do you mean? I'm just saying slichus. Obviously, slichus is not just saying slichus. Slichus is a reflection of a time period that I need to check myself. Bikur mimum. And that's, but those who actually checked the mumin in the Beis HaMikdash got paid from the Chumas Alishka. Rev Achar of Tancho Barchia, B'Shem Rev Simlai, Magie Sefer HaAzara, Argirsa, Nolan Skrami Chumas Alishka. Those who edited and checked the Sefer HaAzara, they also got paid from the Chumas Alishka. What is the Sefer HaAzara? What is that Sefer HaAzara? So if you look in the Takan Tikkun Chadatin, he also, Sefer HaAzara Garcinan. What's the Sefer HaAzara? So Rashi quotes in Moed Katan, Daf Yud Ches, it was a highly accurate Torah that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. And it stayed in the Azara, and every time they had to check any question or about the Sefer Torah, they checked it against that Sefer Torah. Because that was the most accurate Sefer Torah. There's an interesting Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah says, I'm not sure where this Rambam got it from. The Rambam says, we know that there's a halacha, that every Jew has to write a Sefer Torah, but a king has to have two Sefer Torah. Besides the Sefer Torah that stays in the Aron at his house, he has to write another Sefer Torah. Says the Mitzvah Zaseh, says the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah of Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Zaseh HaKol Ishmi Yisrael, Lichtov Sefer Torah La'atzmo, V'chulu. Even if your father gave you one, you have to write your own. Says the Rambam, Hamelech Mitzvah Lichtov Sefer Torah Acher, La'atzmo, L'shem Hamelech, Yeser al sefer shahaya lok shu hedyot. An extra sefer besides the one that he had when he was a head yod. Sheneemar, v'yikishivto akisei ma'alavto v'kasav lo. Here's the line. Umagiyin oso misefer ha'azara api bezin agadol. This Sefer Torah, this extra Sefer Torah that that the king writes, it has to be supervised by the Beis Din HaGadol and write it and make sure it's correct. I'll pee the Sefer in the Azara. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Tzarech Iyin Minayin Lo. I don't know where he got this from. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Malachim, he says, it's a Yerushalmi. It doesn't say where the Yerushalmi is. I'm not sure if we have that Yerushalmi yet. I don't know if it doesn't say anything here about a Melech, a new din. When the Melech writes his Sefer Torah, he has to write it with the Beis Din HaGadol supervising, and it has to be supervised and written al pi, right? Because every Torah is written based on another Torah. Every sofer, you write a Torah looking and looking and looking back and forth and back and forth. So this one has to be written based on the Sefer Torah in the Azara. Wow. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Gidol Bar Ben Yamin B'Shem Rav Asi Shnei Dayan Gzelos. That's our Girsa. No, the Sfarim Shumas Alishka. The judges of Dini Mamanis, of monetary, special Beis Din in Yerushalayim, they also took their money from Trumas HaLishka. Again, this is a little interesting, because usually we thought that Trumas Shkalim was only used for karbanos. We stretched it a little bit. Sarchi karbanos, maybe the wood, maybe the begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears. Now, the judges, what do they do with the karbanos? You need to keep the peace so that in Yerushalayim it's already a stretch. But this is Beis Din, can make whatever rules they want. Shmuel Amar, Nashim Ha'orgos Bitparochas. The women that made the curtain, the paroches, between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim, they got paid from the Chumas HaLishka. Rav Chuna Amar, no. Bichumas Bedek Abayis. They got paid from Bedek Abayis, right? The money that was given for temple upkeep, right? Not from the Shkalim. What's the machlokas about? Ma uplig. What's the machlokas about? Shmuel of a luck of carbon. Shmuel says the parochas is like a carbon. So one of the achronim say, why is it like a carbon? Because on Yom Kippur you sprinkle the blood towards it. It's like a mizbeach. It's like a mizbeach, right? Achas lamala b'sheva lamata. Rav Huna of a kabinyan. No, Rav Huna says it's instead of the wall. Remember the first Beis HaMikdash, what was between the Kodesh Kadashim and the Heichal? A wall. But the second Beis HaMikdash was much taller. So you couldn't have such a thin wall that went so high. So what they have, and you couldn't build a thicker because you can't take up space. So what they had there, in the second Beis HaMikdash was, instead of the Amitraxin, was two curtains. Right? Two curtains. You went around one and came out the other. So the two curtains, so that's instead of a wall. That's like a binyan. So that comes from Bedek Abayis. That doesn't come from Shkalim. Amar Rav Chizkiya, Tana Rabbi Yehuda Grogoros. That's his name. Rabbi Yehuda Grogoros. That's an unusual name. Figs, right? Was he an expert in Hilchos Shabbos, where Grogoros is the shear? The Mara Folda has a different dirsa. Gud Gedos, from Gud Geda. Okay, but most have the gears of Grogoros, and they all say it's his name. So Rabbi Yehuda Grogoros says, other items, Haktores, v'chol karbon ha'zibur, v'am mishum ha'zalishka. The Ktores and all the carbon zibur is covered to ha'zalishka. Mizbeach ha'zahav, v'chol klishares, the Mizbeach ha'zahav, which is a kli, and all other kalim, ba'in mimosare nesachim. That comes from the Moser Nesachim. That's like Rabbi Akiva Shita. We had an Amud Aleph. Moser Nesachim, left over from the libations, that you buy Kli Sharis with, and the Mizbeach HaZov is considered a Kli Sharis. Mizbeach HaOla, the big Mizbeach, via Heichal v'Ha'azaros, Ba'in, we're going to flip the gears here, according to the Gra, Ba'in mi Lishkas Bedek HaBayis. It comes from Bedek HaBayis, right, because that's not specifically Karbanos. The Mizbeach is part of the structure. It's Mechubel LaKarka. Chutz LaZaros, anything outside the Azara, outside the base of Mikdash, Bain Mi Shiari Lishka. That comes from the Shiari Lishka. What was left over in the Lishka after the Truman was taken. So Gemara says, one second. The last line, what was outside the Azara comes from the Shiari Lishka. But one second. But Vahatani Avnei, switch the word to Yerushalayim, Malin Bahem. You could violate Me'ila with the stones of Yerushalayim. But what did we just say you buy the stones of Yerushalayim with? The Shiari Lishka. V'chiyesh Me'ila b'Shirayim? Is there Me'ila by the Shirayim of the Shiari Lishka? No! Gemara says, oh no! Elakar b'Meir, Domer R'Meir. R'Meir Amar Molim Shirayim. We said before, R'Meir says there's Me'ila even by the Shiari Lishka. So maybe that's why this Brisa holds like Rabbi Yehuda Grogoros holds like Rabbi Meir. That there is Me'ila by the Shirayim. Says the Gemara, no, wait a minute. What did we say before? Reb Meir says this Mi'ilah by Shirayim. What was the case? Remember the case? He said, after you take the shkalim out, we said you put a leather cover on because you can't use what's left over. Reb Meir says, no, don't put a leather cover on. Because if you run out, you're going to use that. That's why Reb Meir says there's Mi'ilah. But says the Gemara, that's the only time he says there's Mi'ilah by the Shirayim. Not like, what about 5 years later if you use it for the walls? There's no more Mi'ilah after a year. Amar Reb Chinina, Klum Amar Reb Meir Ela Batok Shnaso. Reb Meir said if you use those leftovers for the Karban HaSibur, there's going to be Mi'ilah there. But Hacha Chus L'Shnaso Anen Kaimin. But here we're after the year. What if, let's say a year later, 2 years later, the stones, even Reb Meir wouldn't say there's no Mi'ilah. Therefore, the Gemara says, that part of Reb Yehuda Grogerus must be wrong. It can't be that the Shiari Lishka is what supplies the Chutzla Azaros. So we reject that, and we'll have to see another statement of Reb Yehuda Grogerus. Pesach Shem is coming up next time, but we'll have to leave this for now. Maybe we'll talk about the Makam HaMizbeach next time, which we didn't get to. Okay, we'll stop here.